This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The U.S. Department of Agriculture this week announced a new initiative to prepare the next generation of conservation and climate leaders. The Working Lands Climate Corps is part of President Biden's American Climate Corps initiative and will provide career opportunities and training for young leaders who want to be involved. We will hear more from White House Senior Advisor Will McEntee next.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Stu Swanson, a farmer from Galt, Iowa, and the first vice president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Whether you're planting, harvesting, or anywhere in between, as a member of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, you're also actively advocating for our industry. As an ICGA member, you have a voice lobbying on ag issues at the state and federal levels on priorities that impact your farm. Join us today at iowacorn.org/join.
The Working Lands Climate Corps will strive to create service opportunities for more than 100 young people in the program. Will McEntee, White House Senior Advisor for Public Engagement for Rural Communities, says their aim will be to help deliver economic benefits through climate-smart agriculture solutions for farmers and ranchers.
An initiative that trains young people in high-demand skills for jobs in the clean energy economy and will put a new generation of Americans to work, conserving our lands and waters, bolstering community resilience, deploying clean energy, implementing energy-efficient technologies, and tackling climate change. And
McEntee says the Working Lands Climate Corps will help the next generation of young leaders to learn about and implement the latest climate smart agriculture solutions.
We're really excited to have this exciting new partnership, both to help put boots on the ground to work, alongside some of the investments that the administration is making in climate smart agriculture and forestry, and really to develop additional talent and that next generation of agricultural leaders.
He says the effort should help lead to young people staying and working in their local ag communities instead of opting for job opportunities elsewhere.
Everything that President Biden speaks about when he talks about the investments that we're making in rural communities, it's really around creating those opportunities that allow for younger folks who are interested in staying at home, staying close to family, having opportunities economically to do just that.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.